Welcome, everybody, to episode 25. I am your host, Ryan Van Praet. It's been a while. I'm sorry. We'll fill you in on what's been going on. All right, everybody. It is Ryan. It is April... What is it? April 11th already, which is pretty awesome. Wanted to, I guess, say sorry for not having a lot of content lately. I haven't forgot about you, and I haven't abandoned you. I've just been moving around it within the house. So before my studio, and I use the word studio sort of lightly, was in my basement. It's not a finished basement, so I mean it wasn't particularly inspiring, and not all that comfortable, and I mean, it doesn't smell terrible or anything, but and the soundproofing wasn't all that great either. But along with the desire to move the studio and other logistical stuff within the house, I've moved. I guess my wife generously gave up one of her craft rooms, and we've moved the studio up here to hopefully better inspire me. But obviously there was other sort of logistical things too. One of them being we didn't have a spare bedroom. We have a small house, but we used our spare bedroom as more of a craft area and whatnot. And I thought, you know, we should have a spare bedroom. But anyways, I digress. It's the, you know, the joys of a household. So basically that's why I've been a little missing in action. But I think I'm going to go with the reasoning being that, you know, I've put out a lot of podcasts and I wanted you guys to all be able to catch up on it. So we're going to go with that reason, even though that's not really the reason, but we'll go with that. So, you know, thanks for being patient, and hopefully you have caught up on some of the podcasts. And as mentioned, we are on episode 25. I know my wife is listening, and she's sort of catching up because she listens to a lot of podcasts, and I think she's on, I don't know, I think she's on episode 20 or something like that. So whenever we just introduced the new intro music by my friend Sid, that's the one she jumped in on. So it's okay if you're a little far behind. It's okay if you don't get to this podcast until June, even though it's April 11th right now. It's okay. I'm just happy that you're catching up on all the content. So back in the world here of the CCB Health and Fitness program in general, it's been going pretty good. So we've been really trying to reach out across the country and really ensure that this program is a national program, and really ensuring that everybody across the country knows that we're here and that I'm here to help, and that we're looking to share resources. So we're getting a lot more interest from people all across country, people out in Victoria, BC, out on the East Coast, out in Regina, Saskatchewan, all over the place. It's pretty awesome. And people are starting to engage more and more, and I'm happy with that. So keep it up, keep engaging, keep volunteering, I guess, to be those local champions. We're getting more and more of those, which is awesome. And the I Am More program, you know, trying to get your stories, that's maybe a slower start than I really had hoped. So I really want you guys to share your stories with me. I want to know what makes you tick. I don't want to know, well, you don't want to know more about me. You've heard enough about me. Although today's episode is sharing more about me, but it's kind of in relevance to maybe inspiring you to try something new. So anyways, the I Am More program, let's keep getting those stories out there, and we'll keep at it. So virtual 5K, as we do our housekeeping here, virtual 5K is Friday, June 1st. Wherever you are in the country. And the goal, again, is to set the goal and prepare to run or walk a 5-kilometer route of your choosing, being it the neighborhood, being it your local track, being it on your treadmill. It's whatever you feel comfortable doing and who you feel comfortable going out with. The entry fee for that is $30, and you're like, oh, $30. But you get a really cool trucker hat as long as you register by May 6th. So you got a little less than a month, but you got about a month to register to ensure that you get your trucker hat. And it's kind of one of those style things, what the kids are wearing these days, but they're kind of neat hats. You can wear them casually or being active. So we really like those as well. But I need time to be able to mail those out to you. So ensure that you register. And the rest of the money goes towards the program to ensure that we can you know, potentially use those funds to assist people across the country in finding health and fitness resources and equipment that they may need. And if you need to know the registration link, then hit me up, drop me an email. I can send you the link. It's super easy to do. And yeah, let's get registered. If you have any questions, obviously, let me know. So today's episode, more of a story of, a nod to accessibility and sort of the mantra of this program, is just recapping a bit of what the new adventure is I went on this past weekend. So the whole idea of CCB Health and Fitness is to help you understand and help you get out there and try anything that you want to try, and not limiting yourself based upon what your vision loss is. Not saying, well, I have vision loss, so automatically I can only do A, B, C, D, right? And I've said this a million times. It's saying, well, what do you want to try? What's out there? What's the new fun thing going on these days? And can you go out and try it? Well, I had the fortune of going out and trying a new activity this weekend, and we did a little bit of a video on it. And I'm happy to say, for the most part, it's accessible. So I grew up on a farm, and handling hardware like axes and stuff like that was no big deal. But this past weekend, we went axe throwing. It was my brother-in-law's 40th birthday party, and we had, I think there were 16 of us throwing axes. And one of those things going in, I thought, you know, I wonder how this is really going to go. You know, sometimes with vision loss, we can participate in things, but you're never really sure how much you're going to get out of it, right? If you actually feel like you're in the game or in the activity, if you're really feeling, you're really feeling a part of it. And I documented a bit of it because I really wanted to see. And I'm really happy to say that, you know, for the most part, it's something I really recommend that you go and try. A brief, I guess, overview of how it all works is the target is essentially, it's probably this half, 3/4 of the size of a door. You know, it's 4 feet by 2 feet or something like that. And and it's wood. It's just like plywood, planks of plywood. And it's painted with target circles, you know, like a bullseye. And you stand roughly anywhere from, I'd say, 10 to 15 feet away, and you have a hatchet. So it's basically an 18-inch wooden handle with an axe blade on it. And yeah, you chuck it at the target. And they teach you to do it overhead with two hands. And that part of that's for stability and safety. So you feel a little more in control. But, you know, they do allow you to do it one-handed if you feel that that's your style. And they give you sort of different techniques on how to do it. And I'm not going to get into all the rules because I don't know all the rules exactly. But essentially, a game is you going head-to-head. So there's two throwing lanes or two targets side by side. So for instance, my wife and I, we did in the round robin, we did go against each other once. And so I start off on the right, she starts off on the left, and you start by clinking your axes together and, you know, wishing each other a good game, so to speak, just like in curling, you know, you shake hands, or here you tap axes and you're like, good game, and let the trash talking commence. Anyways, then we each get 5 throws, and the points are tallied up. So the bullseye is 5 points, outside that's 3 points, further out's 1 point, and you basically keep score. So I throw 5 at this target, I move over, I throw 5 at the other target, and I move back and throw 5 at my original target. The targets are the same, and I really don't know why you switch sides, but that's just the way it is. And anyways, so a game consists of 15 throws, and if you outpoint your opponent, you win. And if you're tied at the end of the game, you get to throw the big axe. So my wife and one of her round robin games got to, and I guess fortunately got to try it on one of my round robin games, and it's awesome. It's what you would think of as the big axe. It's a full on axe. I guess what's the handle, 3 feet long or something like that, with a heavier axe head on it. And they teach you how to two hand throw it. And, and it's sort of that tiebreaker, throw. And I, I guess I got lucky, maybe. Hit the target pretty close to the bullseye. I think I got 3 points out of it, and it was really awesome. And so thank goodness my wife, who wasn't throwing that game, she got it on videotape. So it was thankfully, because all the other games I played were terrible. But it was a lot of fun. And from the experience of a visually impaired person, I walked away with a few suggestions. So first off, I think you should definitely go try it. If you have friends that are looking for a fun thing to do, a group gathering, you know, we had 16 people, but you could certainly do it with just you and another person. I know they have leagues. If you're looking for something fun to do, go and try axe throwing. I know the place we went to was called Battle, B-A-T-L, and they have franchises across Ontario. I'm not sure if they have them out across the country or not, but they were quite good. Give it a try. Lots of fun. So you're going to say, well, what are the things you learned as a visually impaired person? One of the things I learned, which was pretty immediate, was getting the proper instruction. So the instructors knew I was visually impaired because, you know, I had my guide dog with me. And they had a blind person come in before, you know, somebody with vision impairment, but, you know, I'm not sure the level of that person's impairment or, you know, what instruction they needed. But for me, the one thing I found was, you know, they would say, hold your hand this way and stand this way and throw your axe this way. And you're getting about the same picture as I got. You're like, this way, what does that mean? Yeah. And so using the visual cues and demonstrating visually worked for everybody else. For me, you know, I could kind of see what their arms were doing, but I certainly couldn't see the minutiae of what their hands were doing, especially, you know, gripping the axe and exactly where their hands were when they let it go, et cetera. And that's very important. So that's one thing, you know, I worked with them a little bit and my family to kind of give me better verbal instruction. You know, stand with your feet staggered, left foot forward, right foot back. Hands are eye height. You know, they're in front of your face. Your hands are, you know, holding the axe with one hand on it, the other hand grasping on top. Your thumbs pointed straight up. And then, you know, so you got the verbal cues, but then they would come over and also they could sort of help manipulate my hand too if they, you know, if I still needed more instruction. So that's the one thing I really picked up on is making sure that if you go try it, you know, get the instructor to give you, don't be afraid to ask for the instruction that you need. I mean, you're paying customers, so get them to give you more exact verbal description rather than just the visual description. Other than that, you know, the only other thing I guess I kind of wanted to know is when you throw like at any target, you know, if you play darts or anything like that and you miss, you're kind of wanting to know, did I throw high? Did I throw low? Did I throw left? Did I throw right? Well, again, somebody with vision, they throw it, they can kind of see the end result. It took some prodding to get that feedback. Okay. If you throw a good axe, you apparently, and again, because I couldn't see it, apparently it spins one to maybe two times in the air and goes thunk. And it's kind of a soft thunk when it sinks into the board. But if you throw it and you hear a thunk clank, basically that clank means it hit the board, bounced off, and hit the ground. And obviously that doesn't count, right? But beyond that clank sound, I don't really know how I missed the shot. So I don't know, did I throw it and let go too high? Did it let go too low, etc.? So another way to, you know, enhance your experience is just every time you throw, get a friend or a family member who's watching say, oh, that was too high, or oh, that was, you know, it was about 3 inches too low. Like it gives you a little bit more feedback so you can kind of correct a little bit better. And I mean, we try to do that in any activity anyways, golf and curling and swimming and anything like that, where it's a technique based thing and you want to get feedback so you know how to work on correcting that technique. So that was pretty much the only other, I don't even say negative, just the other thing I learned really with the axe throwing. And you would think, well, you know, you can't see the axe flying through the air. No. And, you know, I could see the target, but I couldn't see the rings really specifically. But again, I think when you combine the motion, the sounds with the verbal feedback, it's a pretty fun experience and it's a pretty lively experience. And, you know, where most things persons with vision impairment can thrive. It's a feel thing, right? Just like curling is feel and golf is feel, right? It's a tempo, it's a technique, it's a rhythm. Axe throwing is the same. And that's really what I tried to work on the whole time, is just trying to find a feel. And so certainly this is something you could do. I didn't get time to try throwing it, you know, totally blindfolded or with my eyes closed, because I wanted to get a better appreciation, obviously, as best I could for somebody with no vision. But we just didn't have time for that. But I think, again, you combine the sounds, the feel, the feedback, and the competitive nature of it, it's a fun activity. So I really encourage everybody to go out and try. I think we've hit on a winner, and I think my wife and I and the family for sure we're going to go out and try it again. So that's kind of episode 25, is basically, hey, let's try something new and go out and experiment. And how do you try something new? Well, go and try it, and you'll learn. You'll learn if you want to do it again, how would you make it better? And if you don't want to do it again because it just wasn't engaging, or you just felt like you weren't part of the activity, well, now you know. But certainly axe throwing, go and give it a shot. Awesome. Awesome fun. So I think that's all I'm going to cover for this episode. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be starting up some of the episodes again. And I thank you for being patient and allowing me to have a bit of a hiatus on some of my shows. We're going to keep them rolling pretty good now as the spring weather comes along, because we're going to be getting outside and be doing more activities. I'm going to be sharing some more of the I Am More stories as they come along. Going to try to get some more special guests going now that we've got a bit more of a permanent setup here. And we're going to talk about a new podcast show on this channel that I'm going to be hopefully starting fairly soon. And I think we talked about it before. It's going to be called Our Peer Cast. And really that's talking about just general social challenges that we have, things that we, common barriers that we face, physical barriers, social barriers, etc. And the reason I'm covering that is essentially we all face it. And I'm not the content expert on that, but we're going to share stories. We're gonna be heavy on the solution, not heavy on the problem, but heavy on the solution, because I think living a healthy lifestyle is about having confidence and having the confidence to go and face those barriers and live a happy, healthy life. So, anyways, I digress. Off I go. Episode 25. Thanks, everybody. Have an awesome day. We'll talk again soon.